it is a new year coming on us, and we're about to find out very soon, I would suggest, who's going to join the Welsh Premier League. Let's have a look at the two leagues that feed it. Of course, down south, it's the Welsh Football League Division 1. And Jonah, you know a lot about this league, and I know a fair bit from days of yore. It is quite tight at the moment. The two sides that I want to talk about initially, Cardiff Met University, they've set the early pace. Are they a Welsh Premier League side in waiting?
Well, they're definitely set up to be a Welsh Premier side. You know, they've got everything going from, they've got a marvellous ground, all their facilities at the Met University, a top draw. You know, I think their manager has the coaching qualifications which you need to manage in this league. And, you know, last season's heartbreak has to be forgotten this year if it's going to be a successful season for them. And they will go all the way out. They're set up to be a Welsh Premier team, and that is their aim.
And there is quite a substantial chasing pack as well, isn't there? I mean, Penybont, they are third, and Taffswell not be far behind them. Of course, Barry Town, with a player who, when it comes to Welsh Cup, scores for fun.
Yes, the old James Dixon Welsh Cup. Yeah, that'll be upon us on February the 6th again when they entertain TNS, which will be a magnificent game and a great game for us at Scotty. That is the live game in the Welsh Cup. But Barry Town's main objective will be to get back in our Welsh Premier League. And there's some people's dark horses now because they played their first 9 fixtures away from home, and they recorded a great victory to ease their way into the top 4 or 5 by defeating Goitre 2-1. And that set their stall out. Gavin Chesterfield and his group of players, you know, I'm sure they're ready to come back into the Welsh Premier League. Will it be too soon for them? It's never too soon. If promotion is there on a plate, you have to go out and get it. And then you just deal with it when it comes. But Barry Town and all their supporters are desperate to come back into the Welsh Premier League. And that's what their aim is. Penybont under Francis Ford, they've done tremendous again. They're back in the race. They had a poor start to the season. And as per usual, people start saying, has he been there too long? You know, but all of a sudden, 6 or 7 wins out of 8, and they're right back in the mix. Taffswell as well. Taffswell under Lee Bridgman. They're always around the top 3 or 4. And I know it's Bridgman's aim, and he really believes they can do it this year to win the league. So the main ones we're looking at, Cardiff Met, Barry Town and Penybont, I really hope that we have continuity, and one of them three, if they don't win the title, I hope one of them comes in the top 2, because I think that's important for Welsh football. Promotion and relegation to the top tier is really important to our setup.
Well, I mean, looking at Barry Town, new 3G facilities, Gavin and the boys down there have fought a well-documented and hard battle over what has happened to that club over the years. It's got a fairy tale story written about it for me, and I know that the guys work hard there. Being a Bridgend boy, I suppose I should be supporting Penybont. I think there'll be reasons explained by other people why I'm not. So, come on, Barry Town United, is what I say. Anyway, looking north, it's even tighter up north than that Hughes Grey Alliance. Now, before we go on to look at the individuals there, we are bereft of South Walian clubs in the Welsh Premier League. I'm just wondering whether the names I've just mentioned there, the Barrys, the Penybonts, the Cardiff Mets, if they went head-to-head with quite a lot of these North Wales Hughes Grey teams, whether they'd be anywhere up there. In other words, are the South teams too soft?
I don't think so at all, no. Not at all. I think you may be saying that now, and 2 weeks ago, was it Carnarvon come down and got beat by Goitre in the Welsh Cup, and Barry Town then defeated 4-2, and then Barry Town defeated Denby United 6-1. So I think your argument is firmly put to bed there, Mr. Webber.
I'm just trying to be neutral.
I'm just trying to be honest.
Well, I tell you what, it is tough in that Hughes Grey Alliance. Crikey, I mean, you're looking at about 5 teams that could eventually end up there. Teams that we'll know from Welsh Cup and World Cup draws, like you say, Denby, Town, Gilsfield, and of course names that we'll know very well from previous Welsh Premier League encounters. Carnarvon Town at the top at the moment, Kevin Druid's right on their coattail, Hollywell Town not far behind, Prestatyn Town only a couple of points behind, Flint Town only about a couple of points behind as well. I think this is the harder league to call, you see.
Oh, it's a tremendous league. You know, like you said, you've got clubs like Carnarvon, Kevin Druids, who were in the league last year. You know, Hollywell Town got to the semi-final of the Welsh Cup and Prestatyn, who were in our league last year, is full of class teams. And every one of those teams, you know, in the top four or five, Flintown United as well, they you know, they'd be great additions to our league. So it's a magnificent league. You know, it's good to see for the Welsh Premier League that the leagues below, it almost relates to the English Premier League and the Championship. You know, they almost say it's harder to get out of the Championship than it is to stay in the Premier. It may be exactly the same in the Hughes Greys and the Nathaniel Carr's Welsh League, that it's harder to get out of them than it is to stay in it.
Who do you think's going up then? I still think it'd be Carnarvon.
Well, I work with a producer every Saturday at Scorio, and he is an absolute Carnarvon Town fanatic. You and Sean, and every time I'm doing the commentary, and in the earpieces, you always hear, yes, and I think something's happened or something's gone wrong, but it's news of a Carnarvon Town goal or a Carnarvon Town victory. So for his sake, I hope Carnarvon get up.
Now, let's go back to the Welsh Premier League. Santa's been. He's dropped a few presents all over the place. The one thing, as we get to transfer deadline and people reshaping their squad for the next season, is we might want to know what sort of players certain clubs are missing. So if I look at the bottom teams at the moment, like the Rills, for example, let's talk about Rill. Who are they missing to get them out of the situation they're in?
I don't know who they're missing, but I think the chat was that they are going to bring a couple of players in at Christmas. They're four or five players who could make a difference. So that just shows their ambition is to stay in the Welsh Premier League. I suppose you have to say when they won the league, they had the lad Moran, who scored about 40 goals in a season. Rill need a number nine to score 10 goals from Christmas to the end of the season if they have any chance of securing their Welsh Premier status.
And you mentioned Carmarthen Town being quite a young squad. Is it experience that they need down there to get them higher?
Yeah, I think it's the other way around with Carmarthen. They got a couple of good goal scorers in Mark Jones, Liam Thomas. You know, they can put the ball in the back of the net. I think they may have missed a commanding centre-half. The young lad, Dwayne Bailey's come in and done really well for him. I think it would have been nice for him to have played against a big, imposing centre-back, the likes of, we've seen Jamie Bruden and the likes at Bangor City over the years. And maybe they got some great young midfielders there as well, Kieran Lewis and Lewis Allen. But maybe somebody going back 10 seasons again of the Colin Loss, who used to play for Ballytown and Carmarthen, who could just put his foot on a ball and control matters a bit more. Maybe a little bit of experience at Carmarthen, yeah.
And with Patolbert, I mean, they've got Alan Tate in the back line. Is there any need for experience there? What's missing at Patolbert?
Port Talbot have suffered almost as much as Airbus. I think they're the two teams who've had the most injuries. So I think what he needs there, Dyer, to sustain his Welsh Premier status and his club's Welsh Premier status, is a clean bill of health.
And look, Bala have got games in hand, but they'll absolutely be looking to knock MBI Llandudno off that second spot, possibly even try and push TNS as much as they can. What do Bala need to get to that number two at least?
I think Bala need their number 10 at the moment, Lee Hunt, to be as happy-go-lucky goal scorer as he always has been. You know, he's a real talisman of a centre-forward, and he will, you know, if he catches fire, they could claim second spot. Hunt on fire is one of the most potent centre-forwards in this league. He has been for the last 10 seasons. So if he catches fire, they have a chance of claiming second spot.
And what should Santa have brought Bangor?
Well, you know, they had their troubles last year and they fought out of it. You know, perhaps Santa should bring them exactly the same as what he brought them last season. Bring them a bit of luck for the second half of the season. Their second half of the season last year was miraculous. It was a great escape, like. And I think they just need exactly the same remedy. Get Christmas Day out the way. And from Christmas Day last season, they kicked on in terrific fashion. So it's a repeat of the early 2015 form. That's what Neville Powell wants from Santa.
And the other two Mid-Wales clubs that come to mind, Newtown and Aberystwyth, I don't think they're wanting for much, really. Was it perhaps the slow start at the start of the season, in Aberystwyth's case at least, that has held them back?
Well, I'll tell you what they definitely want. They definitely want top six spots. They're both capable of it, and they're two clubs now who are perching at the top level.
Well, thanks for your insight as ever, Jonah. To finish off, there's the Queen's speech. We haven't got one of them. How about the King's speech instead? Gwyn Derfel, League Secretary of the Welsh Premier League, over to you.
Just like my Christmas present to my wife, the Daffabet Welsh Premier League isn't perfect, of course. But I do honestly believe that our National League is improving year on year. That's not a corporate message that's been hammered down the throats of players and coaches alike, but a common theme which crops up in regular conversations and interviews. Our European performances and results during the summer months weren't perfect, but they were certainly a clear statement that things are on the up. Newtown and the New Saints led the way for our clubs, and I honestly believe that the Super 12 has contributed to the increasing standards. Of course, it'd be more interesting if the New Saints were truly challenged until the final weekend of the campaign, but you try and predict any result in the Daffabet Welsh Premier League. It's very difficult, which proves that there aren't any poor teams in the league anymore. The fact that Swansea City legend Alan Tate is now plying his trade with Port Talbot shows that the league is well respected and is improving. But our next and big collective challenge is to make more people sit up, take note and give the league the credit it deserves. We were finally included in the BBC's Price of Football survey this year and we came out of it really well, showing that Welsh Premier League offers excellent value for money. And now that Father Christmas is having a well-deserved rest, the rooftops are clear, so shout it loud and proud that our league is worth supporting. As we approach a new year, I'd like to thank everyone who contributes positively towards the progression of our league, and I'd like to thank everyone for their support during the past 12 months. I'd also like to reserve a special thank you to the Double Trouble Mark duo, Jonah and Weber, for this valuable and enjoyable weekly podcast. And so as a late Christmas present, I'd like to offer Mr. Weber some MBI Llandudno pyjamas. I know a man called Mr. Aykroyd who can help me with this. And Jonah, due to your staple diet of chicken and chips, what about chips and a mince pie for a change? I know I've got a few up at the back of the sofa still. But thank you very much for listening. I hope you all have a great 2016. Blwyddyn Newydd Dda, a diolch yn fawr iawn I chi gyd.
Well, thanks for those kind words, Gwyn. And I don't think Aykroyd's got anywhere near the amount of cloth they need to make me a pair of pyjamas, whatever club logo is on them. But thanks for the offer anyway. And thank you for listening to the Daffabet Welsh Premier League podcast. We had some fun in 2015. We watched some great football, haven't we? More of the same, please, next year. I hope you'll join us for what's going to be a bumper 2016. It's getting tight as we break up the league. And of course, at the end of the season, small matter of us going off to some football tournament in France. Don't know what that's about, but we'll enjoy it anyway. Happy New Year. Blwyddyn Newydd Dda. See you next week.